You ready for the word today? Okay, well, let's jump right in. Question, have you ever, pray with me real quick. Pray with me, please. Let's pray. Father, we come to your word with open hearts and minds today. We thank you for everything that has been celebrated today, for all the testimonies that have been shared, and for the worship that has taken place. And we're asking that your Holy Spirit would speak to our hearts in these moments to send us forward into your purpose. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Have you ever been to the gym with somebody who was in better shape than you? Going to the weight room and they're a lot stronger than you, or going to the treadmill and they're in way better shape than you. See, and Greg is the one that said always, because that's why he's in the shape that he's in. But you know, if you've ever been to the gym with somebody who's in better shape than you, if you're lifting weights or something, and they do their program, and then you try to jump into what they're doing, and then you go, I can't lift that. I can't do that. I remember one time I was in college and undergrad, and I was in the gym, and I saw a friend of mine across the way, across on the other side. And I started to walk up to him, and then I saw how much weight he was lifting. I said, never mind. I'll talk to him later. I'll talk to you later. You know, walking with the Lord according to his program can be like that sometimes, where, you know, we serve a big God who wants to do big things in our lives. And because God loves us so much and adores us and has created us in his image, he calls us to participate with him in doing his work in the world. And oftentimes when the Lord is getting ready to do something and we look at it and we go, I can't lift that. It's a little too big for me. And oftentimes it comes from a place of feeling inadequate. You know, you feel called to something, or something's been on your heart and you feel like, I don't have what it takes to get it done. And feeling inadequate is normal. Let me tell you, it's normal. Because we serve a big God who wants to do big things in our lives, we often feel inadequate to do the things he calls us to do. I remember my first time teaching a seminary class, and Tara will tell you, driving home, I mean, I'd be going through my mind the whole way home. Did I say the right thing? Did I miss anything? Was it good enough? And I'm just kind of just picking everything apart. And there's two kinds of evaluation. You can evaluate yourself from a place of wanting to be excellent and doing your best. And that's the good kind. You know, that's stewardship, wanting to be your best for the Lord. But then there's a negative kind where it comes from a place of being insecure and having low confidence. And you're trying to measure up. See, was I good enough? And that's kind of what I was going through at the time. And I'd get home and I'd be drained. I mean, just drained from all the stress and the pressure of, was I good enough? Feeling inadequate is normal, but it's also stressful. And I'm praying today that you would be freed by the word of the Lord from feelings of inadequacy, of low confidence, of low self-esteem, and feeling like you're not good enough or don't have what it takes to do the thing that God has been putting on your heart to do. Because sometimes the biggest obstacle to walking in your calling and enjoying your calling is feeling inadequate. Because you just walk, just one big ball of stress. I mean, you might be doing the work, but you're not enjoying it because you feel so insecure about it, and you're just stressed out about it. And so I'm praying that the Holy Spirit would free you from feelings of inadequacy today. And our text comes from Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 to 21. It'll be on your screen. All right, and I will move as fast as I can. So just hold on tight for me. All right? All right. It reads, when Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot from the towns. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. As evening approached, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a remote place and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food." Jesus replied, "They don't need to go away. You give them something to eat." Uh-oh. "We have only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish," they answered. "We don't have enough. We don't have what it takes. I'm not smart enough. I'm not good enough. Bring them here to me," he said. And he directed the people to sit down on the grass, taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. God is thankful for what you give him. Then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men, besides women and children. Check it out. The disciples saw something. They saw a need. They saw a problem. They saw an opportunity to help somebody. And the first reaction was, let me go tell Jesus what he needs to do. Right? Never overlook the needs God lets you see. Never overlook the needs and the opportunities to serve and love others that God opens your eyes to see. Because Jesus turns right back to them and says, you do it. Because many times the needs that you see, the opportunities that you see, are the things that God wants you to do. And the crazy thing about this is that the disciples were doing what was the typical, normal, expected thing to do. Because students were not expected to be fed by the teachers. The students were expected to feed themselves. As a matter of fact, it was honorable for the student to feed the teacher. So it's not like the disciples were being cold-hearted or mean or dismissive to say that, you know, these people need to go to the villages to buy some food. That was the normal thing to do. You know, they had compassion just like Jesus did. But they were just going the route of what they thought in terms of the responsibility, who was responsible for what. And Jesus challenged their assumptions of who was responsible. And this is exactly what happens to us, because we think, well, somebody needs to do something about that, whatever it is that you see. Wouldn't it be nice if ... Man, I wish they would take care of ... And we assume it's someone else's responsibility. When Jesus will come right back to us and say, you do it. And the even crazier thing about this crowd of 5,000, well, more than 5,000, because it was just 5,000 men. We're not even counting the women and children. Historians and archaeologists and scholars agree. The area that they were in, the villages that were around that area, would not have been able to supply enough food for all those people at the same time. So it's kind of like 1 million people coming to Hillendale and saying, we're hungry. And we say, Safeway is right down the street. Safeway can't feed 1 million people at the same time. And then Jesus has the nerve to say, you feed them. It was already a stretch for the villages to feed them. And now you're telling us 12 to feed them. We serve a big God who wants to do big things. And when there are big needs that he lets us see, we'll be surprised when we say, I can't do that. I don't have enough. All I have is these loaves and these fish. I don't have enough to feed. I don't have enough to do what you're telling me to do. Look, I'm not the most gifted. I'm not the most talented. I'm not the smartest person. All right, Brother Greg was alluding to this. I don't have the background or the training. And what does Jesus tell them to do? What does he tell them to do? Bring it to me. Bring it to me. Do something small and bring it to me. Because if you're willing to do something small, God is willing to do something big. If you're willing to do something small, God is willing to do something big with it. And that's part of the reason why we feel so inadequate at times, is we think we have to do it all. We think it's all up to us. And God never asks us to do it all. He's asking you to do it small. I just made that up. Do it small. Do it small. All right? If you see a need, do something small about it. All right? Do something small about it. And trust that God can do something big with what you give him. And this happens all the time. Moses, just lift your hands in the air. Lift your arms in the air. I'll take care of the sea. Just lift your arms in the air. I love this one. Abraham, just walk that way. Just walk that way, and I'll give you a nation. Bring me the mustard seed, and I'll move the mountain. Bring me your faith. Just trust me, and I'll save your soul. Just trust me, and I'll give you a relationship with me that will never be taken away. If you're willing to do something small, God is willing to do something big. And what does that mean for us today? It means do not despise the day of small beginnings. Okay, that need that you see, that thing that, and we've been talking about being on the brink of something big. All right, so there's something that's been on your heart, something stirring on the inside of you that may make you think, Lord, I don't have what it takes to do this. You don't have to do it. Just bring what you have to me. So for me, for example, with teaching, you know, being nervous about teaching in a seminary, all I have to do is, for me, doing something small is preparing and just doing my best, you know? Because at the end of the day, I mean, because people go to seminary and their lives are transformed and things, I mean, but you can't, I can't control that, right? I can't control the lives that I touch or that God changes through. I just have to show up, be prepared, and just do my best. That's all. That's all. So what does doing something small mean for you? Maybe it means checking a box on the back of your connection card to sign up for something that you've been thinking about, but you've been scared because you don't think you have what it takes to get it done. Maybe it's just checking a box. Maybe it's just sending an email, making a phone call. All right? God is not asking you to do it all. Just do it small. Why? Because if you're willing to do something small, God will what? Do something big. I told you I'd be quick. We're going to go into our time of meditation and quietness. We call it next steps. All right? You have a connection card. You've got some next steps that you can take. There's some things that have been on your heart. All right? Check a box. Pick one. Pick two. All right? Write in your journal. What is your next step today? What are you going to do? Do something small. Okay? All right?